welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I couldn't help but to slide in a little bit of Game of Thrones, the 8-bit version at you. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. It's at Sean Green Show. Make sure you also follow me on Facebook. It's at Sean Green Show Media. And also go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the interviews are up there, videos and news. We do this about once a month. Russ Montague, the owner of NerdBlock and ShirtBunch.com, all-around geek guru. He's on the Super Celebrity Hotline with us right now. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I had to geek out a little bit. Sorry about that, man. Oh, man. So how have things been at NerdBlock and ShirtBunch, man?
Oh, it's crazy busy. It has just been an awesome, awesome year. You know, typically the beginning, you know, January, February, March are slower months for any type of, you know, retail or e-commerce. But it's amazing. It is just so incredible how e-commerce is just so huge nowadays that there is no slow time. So it's been really busy for us.
Yeah. So, I mean, why do you think that is? I mean, is because the NerdBlock brand is just getting out there now?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, as you get bigger, it's like a snowball effect. It just grows and grows, and you know, more people telling more people telling more people, and so yeah, it's the power of the internet.
Okay, great. Now, a couple things I want to throw past you, since you're the overall geek guru. Rumor has it that the Batman versus Superman movie, the Dawn of Justice, are going to be split into two films. One that will be released this October, and part two is supposed to be around 2016. If this is true, do you think this is a wise decision? And if so, why?
Well, you know, I mean, it's a wise decision only if it's worth it. I mean, if you're taking a story that needs two movies, then that's fine. But don't take a story that could have been told in one and stretch it over two just to make that extra money, because I think for the most part the audience can tell when that's happening. So, I mean, I'm excited, you know, but I'm just hoping that DC isn't just trying to fill up their roster like Marvel did, because Marvel announced everything they're doing from now until the end of time. And I don't think DC was ready to hear all that. And DC's announced quite a bit as well, but
yeah.
I hope they're not just trying to fill the hopper, you know?
Yeah, and that's how I felt. I'm like, you know what, if it's enough for one movie, because, I mean, I can sit through a three-hour movie if it's good. You know, if it's not good, then I can't sit through a 3-hour movie. But most 3-hour movies that I've been to, you won't see the 3 hours, you know, go past, because the movie is just that good, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And one thing I definitely want to bring up to you was Lego Star Wars Droid Tales, a 5-episode limited series, will be released this year. This story will be told through the eyes of C-3PO and R2-D2. What are your thoughts about this series?
I'm so excited, you know. I mean, I love everything Lego Star Wars, from the toys to the games to just anything. So, you know, to just have this story that we all know retold through a franchise or like a toy line that I'm into as well, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I think this is what the Star Wars fans want. They just want the same story retold over and over and over, because it's a good story and it's what we want to hear. So I'm really comfortable hearing it from a different angle again. Like, that, I'll never get tired of this story.
Wow. Yeah. And also, lastly, on the geek front, was CW is developing another program that'll be a superhero team up, kind of like the Flash versus Arrow, which I thought was pretty cool. And now they're bringing in Adam, which is cool. What do you think that DC is doing here? And is it trying to, you know, market itself after Marvel?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bit of that. You know, they've got to keep up with the Joneses, and Marvel is the Joneses. So I think there's a bit of that. I think there's a bit of it's just really working right now. And if it works, and if this is what the audience wants, you know, that's kind of the way it is. They just keep giving more and more and more until it's no longer the in thing. So there's probably this is probably the tip of the iceberg for what's to come. Until the audience says they don't want it anymore. I mean, that's, TV's just going to fill up with superhero shows. You know, Netflix is in development of a whole bunch with Marvel. So, I mean, there's way more coming.
Okay, great, great. Now, one thing I definitely wanted to ask you about, that's on horrorblog.com. You guys have a contest coming up. Tell me a little bit about this contest.
Yeah, we're doing a film contest. It's a short film horror contest, and we're actually giving out $20,000 in prizing. So, you know, anyone can submit a video, and, you know, we've got a sort of like a celebrity panel of judges. These are guys that have, you know, major influencers in the horror community, and they're just going to be working with us to determine who the winner is, and then we're going to award the prizing. And first place gets $10,000, so we're pretty excited about this.
Wow, and as far as you know, submissions, have there been anything that stood out so far to you?
Oh man, there's some amazing ones. It's unbelievable what people are doing in their own time as a hobby. It's unbelievable the quality and the craftsmanship. Like, these would strike you as, you know, pieces from a major motion picture, and these are just guys doing this, you know, at home on their own, and there's tons of them. There's so many people that are so talented. It's unbelievable every day to see what's submitted.
All right, great. And on NerdBlock, what's new on NerdBlock.com?
Oh, man, this is exciting. We're working with Simon Pegg this month.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So we're working with him. He's kind of a guest curator. He's been helping us select different pieces, and we've got some stuff from him in there, and it's just a lot of fun, and it's kind of our kickoff to different celebrities that we're working with. So we've got another great celebrity next month, and it's just a lot of fun.
All right, great. And what can we expect from Arcade Block?
Arcade Block is just killing it. We just came out of a really huge month. It was really focused on The Legend of Zelda. So, you know, this month we're really excited. We're doing double shirts, which is always a really, you know, big fan favorite. Everyone likes, you know, getting the nerdy shirts, and they're exclusive. We're partnering up with tons of studios, tons of new games coming out. So we're really gearing things up. You know, we're coming into E3, so we've got some big announcements ourselves to go along with that.
All right, and ShirtPunch.com, we never really get around to talking about ShirtPunch.com because we're having so much fun talking about the Nerd Block and all the other geek news that's going around. What's going on with ShirtPunch?
ShirtPunch is just having a good time. You know, we're working with so many studios now to do a lot of licensed merchandise, and we're really working with a lot of celebrities. So we just came back from Florida, where we were working with a lot of these really cool sort of 80s celebrities, Ralph Macchio and Corey Feldman and all these guys that we're going to be working directly with to produce their own merchandise. And so that's all going to be coming up on ShirtPunch, as well as everybody that we work with on NerdBlock gets extended into the ShirtPunch family. So you're going to see Simon Pegg shirts. You're going to see, you know, shirts based on any of the celebrities that we're working with.
All right, great. And there you have it. Russ Montague, owner of NerdBlock.com, SirPunch.com. You got Arcade Block, NerdBlock Jr. You got pretty much everything on lock, man. I like the fact that you have all this stuff out there. Make sure you guys go to Horror Block. The contest is now open. It's the Horror Block Monstrous Movie Contest. All right. First prize, $10,000. $10,000. It's a lot that you can do with $10,000. Trust me, I know. So make sure you go to horrorblock.com and check it out. Film your movie, upload your movie, and share your movie. Submission deadline is March 16th, so make sure you get your submission up there on horrorblock.com. Russ, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll be back right after this.